In our previous show, we began a discussion about Pinui Hames, moving Hames from where he is buried. And we explained how it's also to be Mufana Hames. There are many different reasons given why it's also Lefanis Hames. One reason is because it's Nivel Hames. It's considered that you are treating the mace disrespectfully. The problem with explaining that pshat is if the mace is in an oren, in a coffin, where is the Nivel Hames? So many explained that the reason is because of Cherdas Hadin. The nifter, if he's moved, gets concerned that they're bringing him to judgment again. As we find in Navi, when Shaul asked the Baal Sa'oiv to bring up Shmuel, and Shmuel's reaction was, Lomahir Gazdani Lahalas I see, he was concerned that they were going to bring him to Mishpat again. The Gesher Chaim explains that it's considered a bizoyin to the mess that you're moving him from one place to another place. And therefore he explains, even in a situation where there is no Nivel Hames involved in the moving of the mace, there still could be bizoyin Hames. Ramosha and Digris Moshe, Yerodei Chelik Aleph Simon Reish Mem Beis, says that since there's a mitzvah to bury a mess, and that chiv includes that he should be buried forever until Tchias HaMesim, so if somebody unburies a mess, even if it is his intention to rebury him, he's taking apart, he's taking away, he's being mevatel, the mitzvahs are saying, and therefore it's also. In the Shaila Tshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, in the back of Chelek Hei, there's a kuntres that he wrote called Evan Yaakov, and he discusses many different aspects of the halacha, of the halachas of Avelis, of Kfuras Hames, etc. And he gives many other explanations why it's also to move a mess. He says, by moving a mess is, as we keep on learning, is kainam kaimai. The place where he's buried is the place that he, so to speak, belongs, and you're taking that away from him. Another explanation, by moving a mace, sometimes you may dislodge the different parts of the body. A mace, after he's buried, comes to a certain level of menucha, and when you take him out of, when you move him, you disturb that menucha. Again, as we spoke about earlier, when you move the mace, they look at him in a shemayim again. He says there's sakana to even the living people when you move a mace. He says sometimes it can involve Echil Hashem. Sometimes it can involve having Hanoah from the Mokum HaKever. And therefore, as we discuss, one is should avoid moving a mess. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Simon Shin Samach Gimel in discussing these halachas in Sif Ches establishes a halacha. He says, Kloloi Shel Dover. The general rule is Kol Dover Shu Lutzarech HaMeis or Lutzarech Mitzvah. Anything that's Lutzarech the Meis or Lutzarech Mitzvah I have some Mama Lacherim Ein Ha Chshash B'Fsichas HaKev Liris Mashat Tzarech. He says, Here we're not talking about moving the mace. Here we're talking about just opening a kever, even if it doesn't involve the money of the mace. For example, as they were burying the mace, somebody dropped a money or a piece of jewelry or whatever into the kever, the halacha is you're allowed to open up the kever to retrieve it. Certainly, in a situation where you're not moving the mace, and certainly if it's done immediately after the burial of the mace, so then it's mutter. He does quote the Gesher HaChaim, who says that if it's for the Mess's Yorshim benefit that we're opening the mess, we're opening off the kever, then it's easier. He says an argument could be made the other way, because the Yorshim have a chiyuv to be mechab the mess. So since they have a chiyuv to be mechab the mess, maybe they should not care about their money. Other people don't have that chiyuv, and it's therefore easier. But what he does very much emphasize is that it's only mutter in a situation where it's only mutter in a situation where it's done as quickly as possible after the kfura, where the body has not yet begun to decompose. But as we discuss this halacha, there are many tshuvas that speak about this. There's a tshuva for Rav Ozna and the Shalos Tshuvas, Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Dalid, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. Apparently, the shaila that was discussed there is that he got a shaila from the community in Vienna, where the Jewish old age home is being sold, and in the backyard of that Jewish old age home, they have a Jewish cemetery. So the question that the community asks Rav Ozna Zatzal is that as they wrote the contract, they wrote that this cemetery has to remain a cemetery forever, and nobody is allowed to touch it, tamper with it. They're going to build a big gate around it with a sign that this is the Jewish cemetery that can't be touched. And the question that's asked is, since apparently it's not a strong Jewish community, nor is it in a strong Jewish neighborhood, nor is it any more in the back of a Jewish old age home where there are Jews constantly there, maybe it would be better to excavate the entire cemetery. He says, certainly that's not the right thing to do. He says that to move the nifter is improper, and you have to make sure all these conditions are met, but excavation is not the way to go. Rav Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, in the various halakim of the Igros Moshe, has many tshuvas around the shailas of Pinui Hames. And some of the shailas are quite interesting, and it's kedai to discuss some of those shailas. One shaila Rav Moshe discusses in Yerodei Chelek Beis is Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, is that when there's a need to move a mace, where Moshe says it's always better to wait, as we discussed, when the body has begun to decompose. If one could wait, even in a time, as we're going to discuss various heterim, to move a mace, he says it's always better to move him and even do things to cause the body to decompose, that to move the mace under such circumstances. There's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe Yerideya Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. He discusses a situation where apparently there was a cemetery in London, a Jewish cemetery in London, a large Jewish cemetery, he says, that was sold for the real estate, and the community is removed all the niftarim. And now, because one community did so, another community wants to do so. And Rav Moshe takes a very strong position. Even though it's obvious, even if they're going to be removed and taken to Eretz Yisrael, is also. He says, we just learned in the previous year from Yerideya Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sif Aleph that in order to move a Nifta to Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter. So he says, that's only by an individual who the family wants to take him to Eretz Yisrael. But to take, because they believe he'll have a kapara, they want to avoid the Tsar Gilgul Mechilus that it's involved in a kavur and chutz laretz. But if they want to move a body because they want to earn money, and now they'll say they'll move into Eretz Yisrael, it's also. Because really, and many poskim can discuss this, it's not so simple that you're allowed to take a nifta to Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, v'tavo v'tatamus artsi, you only arrive in Eretz Yisrael when the person is nifter and it causes tumah to Eretz Yisrael. So it's not so simple that it's mutter. Certainly, where the body was never taken to Eretz Yisrael, and all of a sudden, now they want to take him to Eretz Yisrael because they're going to get paid a lot of money for that real estate, that's awesome. Certainly, if the people who are moving these bodies are not the family, then it's awesome. In general, he also makes the point that even if you move the body, the basic forest remains a basic forest. And you're not allowed to have north from the basic forest. So how could you sell that basic forest and they'll put up buildings or whatever or earn money off it? You're not allowed to have north from the basic forest. It's also interesting that in the Yerideya, the Simen Chel Gimel, Simen Kufnum Gimel, a question was asked to Rav Moshe where Sir Moses Montefiore was buried in England. And apparently in the neighborhood where he was buried in England, originally was a Jewish neighborhood. And now it's not. So there was a discussion that he should be moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, the fact that Sir Montefiore chose and requested to be buried in England, even though he was well aware of Eretz Yisrael, and we have therefore no permission to go against what was obviously his express wishes. And therefore, even though maybe the government feels that it's better that that's what should be done,
or the administrators of the fund, they have no right to move him, and it should be explained that that is prohibited.